Rocks were thrown, but the car moved too fast, and the missiles fell harmlessly behind it. Robledo, behind the wheel, only began to slow as they approached a blockade of National Guard vehicles and soldiers. The strategy drawn up the day before with the arrival of the Guard was to take back control of the major intersections in South LA and then move outward, eventually containing all trouble spots. As he pulled up to the barricade at 62nd Street, Robledo lowered his window. A guardsman with sergeant stripes came to the door and leaned down to look at the car's occupants.
"Sergeant Burstyn, San Luis Obispo, what can I do for you fellows?"
"Homicide," Robledo said. He hooked a thumb toward Bosch and Edgar in the back. Burstyn straightened up and made an arm motion so that a path could be cleared and they could be let through.
"Okay," he said. "She's in the alley on the east side between 66th Place and 67th Street. Go on through and my guys will show you."
Robledo drove through the opening in the barricade and continued south. Four blocks ahead, a soldier was waving a flashlight, swinging its beam toward an opening between two of the retail shops that lined the east side of the street. Aside from soldiers posted every 25 yards, Crenshaw was abandoned. There was an eerie and dark stillness,